Hello, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. Today has gone by quickly, as some days do. This morning went to the shop in the village and got some of the best, maybe the best strawberries I've ever had, certainly in recent memory. They're so good. I'm not sure why. I mean, I know why. Strawberries are good. But usually when you get them, they look good and they might even smell good, but they don't taste that good. I mean, they're fine, but these, wow. So I've put them I've cut some up and I've put them in my sparkling probiotic water kefir drink. And that's what I'm drinking. What are you drinking? I am in the middle of, well, I'm in the space between vacuuming and making dinner. And so I thought I would hop on and tell you what I'm looking at right now. And, you know, while I was vacuuming, I was thinking, after this, I'm going to make an episode, and what should I look at? And then my mind started wondering how often most people vacuum. Because I vacuum almost every day, and Peppy doesn't make that much dander or hair, and I don't have that much hair. Not sure why I vacuum so often, but I just have this thing about floors being clean and debris-free. I just really like a clean floor, and so I think that's why I vacuum almost every day. But I was thinking about if that's normal or not, and then I decided I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. It would just be nice to know where on the spectrum I fall, just out of curiosity. So if you want to leave me a message about that, that would be good. I also enjoy vacuuming. I also enjoy sweeping, but vacuuming is particularly satisfying because you see a spot that has stuff on it and then it's gone, like magic, the magic of suction. So anyway, I was thinking about vacuuming, and then my thought went to how much I appreciate my vacuum cleaner and how this vacuum cleaner is new and very powerful and loud. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to just look at my vacuum cleaner for this episode because, like I just said, it's new to me and I haven't looked at a vacuum cleaner yet for this podcast. And you know, I bet that you've never heard someone describe a vacuum cleaner in such detail before than what you're about to hear. So consider this a rare opportunity. And yes, you can re-listen to this podcast if you'd like. It's just on the internet. You can replay it whenever you feel like you need a vacuum cleaner being described to you, whether you want to fall asleep to it or show your friends or just hear someone in the background so you don't feel so very alone. All right, my vacuum cleaner is right here in front of me. We are good friends. Listen to this. That's the hose being moved by my hand. Did you know that there's whole forums about vacuum cleaners? There are vacuum cleaner enthusiasts, collectors. And I learned about this from the documentary called Don't F with Cats, because there were some internet investigators that noticed that there was a vacuum cleaner in this footage, and they wanted to catch who it was, if you haven't seen it, it's a very disturbing documentary. It's good if you like that kind of thing, but if you don't, then don't watch it. Anyway, I wonder if this vacuum cleaner is, you know, part of that world, or if it's just kind of a blah vacuum cleaner. I really like it. I'm completely satisfied so far. I've only had it for, you know, maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I'm losing track of time. But so far, as I said, I've used it quite a bit, and I'm impressed by its power. I don't know what category this vacuum cleaner falls into. There's probably categories like wall-mounted vacuum cleaner, cordless vacuum cleaner, stand-up upright vacuum cleaner. This has got to be a type of one, but I don't know what it's called. So it's kind of, this is going to be fun to describe. There's a body to it, and then there's a hose coming out, okay? So that's mainly what we're working with. So the body, it kind of looks like some kind of pod with wheels, and it's a little bit, I would say, teardrop shaped. It's not exactly like that, but it's got a bigger back, and then it curves down to the front where the handle is. And on the back, there are these two wheels so that you could drag it around, or I mean, wheel it around. And the majority of this pod is black. It's made of plastic. I tried to find a completely metal vacuum cleaner, but I could not. So, and I wasn't about to just not have a vacuum cleaner. Sadly, I had to purchase this plastic one. But I plan on having it for a very long time. I hope, if it keeps doing me well. So it's black plastic. It's quite ergonomic. It's got these curves, and there's these side panels that have a texture kind of like the grill of a car. And it's just kind of an X texture, like a net, like netting. And that's also in black. And the only other colors that are incorporated are a royal blue color as small accents and silver as small accents. But I would say it's mostly black and a little bit of blue, a little bit of silver. It would be cool if it was just all black, I think. I think they should have done that, but I'm not a vacuum designer. I wish I was. It's about, I'm not going to get out my tape measure, but it's about 2 feet by 1 feet, foot, maybe 1.5 foot. So it's compact, it's cute, it's small, and it weighs probably, I don't know, I have no idea, to be honest. Maybe like 5 pounds. I could be completely wrong. It could be 15 pounds. It does have a bag, and I was surprised to see that because I thought that I had ordered a bagless vacuum. I'm hoping I could just reuse the bag over and over so I don't have to purchase additional bags. That would be a bummer if I did, but so be it. I didn't read the fine print enough, I guess. So the brand is called Vitronix. Vytronix. And I'm looking at the top of the vacuum, where the top meaning it's resting comfortably on, you know, horizontally. I think it can also rest vertically, but I have it horizontally right now. And so the brand name is just pretty small in the middle of the vacuum cleaner in silver, in a sans serif kind of a modern font it looks like they're really trying to be cool. Sorry, I'm moving around here to look at it better. It's almost just straight up sans serif, no real personality, but the Y has a break in it, and so does the T. And then the R is a little bit distinctive. It doesn't meet fully in the middle where the round part goes around. And then the X has a break in it as well. Just little breaks in the lines so that they don't go all the way through. And that's really all there is to the branding. It's just Vitronics. And then I'm gonna stay on the top for a little bit here. Then there's a hole, a little oval hole, and I'm not sure what it's for. It's a window of some kind. I'm touching it. Let's open this and see if we can figure it out. I don't know what. I don't know. There are two logos above, or icons above that hole, and I also don't know what that means. What they mean. They look like it's a circle within a square within a rounded square. And one of them has a bunch of dots in the rounded square, and one of them doesn't. It might have to do with the bag being full or empty. Oh, maybe it's an indicator light telling you when the bag is full. That would be nice. We'll find out, I guess, in the future. So that's above the Vitronics name. And then above that is where the hose comes out of the hole. And the hole has, you know, like a port that you put the hose into. And it's that part is silver. So it's just a square of silver kind of tapering up like a mountain plateau. And then the hose is coming out of it. It's just your standard ribbed hose. It's a good length. It's not too long and unwieldy, but it is long enough so that you don't have to carry the vacuum with you so closely. And the hose itself is black, shiny plastic. And then it goes into the handle, which is a matte plastic black. And then there's the remainder of the hose, which is more like a, what do we want to call this? A barrel? But it's the hose. It is made of metal, though. It's a silver metal. And then we have the attachment, which is removable because there are several types of attachments that you can use. Right now I have the pet hair, what's called the pet hair attachment, which has a rotating rotating bristles so that it's good for carpet, getting pet hair off of carpet, because I was just vacuuming my rug and because I noticed that some peppy hairs were on the rug and I did not like that. The attachment is, it's at the base, it's black where it unscrews and can be removed and put on. And then there's a plastic housing for that rotating bristle. And it's clear on top and black on the bottom. And it says Vitronics on the top of it in white, in the same font, same exact as the body. And then because it's clear, you can see some of the mechanisms within the head. there's some kind of thing that looks like a watermill, interlocking watermill mills, kind of like gears, but it looks more like a kind of watermill, two of them facing each other. And they're blue, but interestingly, not the same blue. I don't think anyone else would notice this, but it is definitely not the same blue as the on the body of the vacuum cleaner. It's a paler blue. It's got more white in it. I suspect they couldn't match the color. Well, yeah, they definitely, I don't think it was an intentional move is what I'm saying. I think they probably would have wanted it the same color, but they just couldn't get that color component for whatever reason. But the bristles are also blue, and they are a lot closer in color to the body. Still not exactly the same, but they're plastic bristles, kind of in a radial type pattern. Looks kind of like a DNA strand pattern on this rolling bar. And yeah, it just rotates around and helps to get sweep up all of that hair in carpet and suck it up through the hose. And that's that. That's the hose and the attachment. I think there's four attachments. And I need to get like a basket or something from them for them because they're just all out on the floor right now in the other room. Baskets. Baskets help. Baskets help a lot. Back to the body pod. The handle is above the hose attachment. And it's just a space for your hands. You know, to pick it up, to move it around. Inside the top of the first handle, it's a two-parted handle. I don't really know how to... There's two spaces for a hand to fit on the bottom and on the top. And on the top one, it is that blue. And on the bottom one, it's just built-in plastic. This blue top handle part actually is also the latch for opening the, let's just call it the hood of the vacuum cleaner. And when you open it, you see the bag within. And it's made of paper and cardboard. And I'm looking inside the bag and there's not much in there. Because I'm a freak and I vacuum minuscule amounts of things off of the floor. So now I'm looking at the side. There's that side panel, as I mentioned before, with the kind of grill. And then the accent of the blue is just swooshing around. And the blue, I don't think I mentioned, it's slightly metallic. It's got that sheen to it, that glossy metallic shine. Looks kind of like a car paint color. And then we have the wheels on the bottom or the back. They're just black, obviously round wheels. And there's this star detail within them. And it is definitely a star, but it's a rounded edge star. So it doesn't quite look like it's meant to be a star fully, but it definitely is a star. And it's just in a, you know, it's depressed into the plastic. And not much to say about that wheel. It works. And moving up back to the top of the vacuum, there are the main functions, the buttons, that you need to press in order to have it function. And it looks like there's this other thing that I don't know what it is. I'm just gonna open this. It's a lever. It's silver, and it's a grill, another grill, but it's an actual grill. And it looks like there's just a little filter in here. The grill, that's where the air comes out and blows in your face. I hate that. Yeah, not much to say. The pattern of the grill is kind of interesting. It's zigzaggy lines mixed with straight lines. It's kind of like a chevron pattern a little bit with some straight lines. And then to the left, there's the on and off button. And to the right, there's the cord keeper button. This cord keeper button is very strong. The first time I pressed it to get the cord back into the housing, it almost whipped me, like gave me a laceration. That's how powerful it was. So you gotta watch out when you have a Vitronics vacuum cleaner to not whip whiplash yourself. Because it is possible. You can see that it is the cord keeper by the little symbol on it, which is looks like an at symbol on a keyboard, except for it's a little plug. And then the on and off switch is your classic circle with a line in the middle. And those are silver. And there we have it. That's my vacuum cleaner. I love it. It gets the job done. It is very loud. Maybe that's one drawback, but I think it's so loud because it's so powerful. And I wouldn't trade that aspect of it, so I guess I'm okay with it being loud. I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are staying, I hope that you're staying safe and also staying sane and seeing hope in the world right now. I see a lot of hope and a lot of progression and a lot of good happening and with the bad, but I do see humanity going forward and change happening, and I hope you do too. And I'm sending you a lot of love, is this the beginning of my transition into a British accent? I'm not sure. A lot of love, a lot of love, a lot of love. I'm sending you that through the airwaves, and so is Peppy. Okay, until next time.